Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour. This is our weekly get-together, our overview. Well, we have a daily get-together on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The stories from Talkers Magazine. We spend the hour talking with our reference points, some of the things we've talked about during the week on the DJV program, as an ancillary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. So Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. I sometimes go through the stories, the top 10, the list, and also the top 10 people list, and then go back. And I want to spend more time on some of these things, but I know we won't because they aren't at the top of the list. And sometimes the stuff that's at the top of the list, like COVID's been there for a long time, and there have been weeks when there wasn't much new. It just became the same discussion.
Those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days. My friend, we thought they'd never end. Yeah. So anyway, we'll enumerate the stories from the charts for the week of August 16th to the 20th. And let's see where that goes. At number 10, the whole business of social media bias, privacy issues, the kinds of things that come up, the things that we talk about. Sometimes maybe we'll take some of these things apart during the trending section later on in this half hour of the program. At number 9, immigration and race relations, you know, all of that. So again, it's a catch-all kind of. China relationships, number 8. That's got a special place, not in my heart, but in my gut. For most people, they don't seem to be tuned into what really is going on in our relationship with China. Number 7, our economy, taxes, activity on the market. I'm talking about stock market. Number 6, the California recall. Jennifer, we'll spend some time talking about that and where it's going. Climate change or the focus on the weather, hurricanes. We've got how many hurricanes this week?
It's a 3, I think.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This past week we've had an influence of 3, and through the course of this weekend there'll be more. At number 4, the situation with crime and punishment, sort of violence in our country continues to escalate. Violence around the world is escalating. People are ticked off. And for good reason, not that that's the way to handle it, but so much the story of the police officer, the lady in Chicago that got killed. It's just like a bad movie or a bad TV show, Chicago PD, only this was real. Number 3, the situation in our education system. Masking is only one of the issues. We just are falling apart. The education system in this country is so broken. And now people are beginning to realize it as we go back to school, frankly. Number 2, COVID. And number 1 is Afghanistan. On the people list, Kevin McCarthy, Nancy Pelosi, Governor Cuomo, Mike Lindell, Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder, Dr. Fauci, Greg Abbott, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. All right, let's go to the heart of the matter here. I noticed that the Truman Project, you know what that is, ladies? The Truman Project, a bunch of people that used to work for the federal government, the National Security Office, a lot of diplomats, that sort of thing. They have urged the president to extend our troop presence in Afghanistan beyond the end of the month to help get the people out of there that are vulnerable. So how many people are we talking about? How many people are coming to America? How many people are going to other countries? And how are other countries handling the immigration status? These people, you know, you saw this the youngster who is on the youth soccer team in Afghanistan, 17 years old, fell off the plane and got killed.
Yeah, he fell off the plane and got killed because he was so desperate to get out of Afghanistan. Look, keep in mind that whether you thought we should have ever been there or not, that we have been there for 20 years. And with our presence came a stabilizing force that allowed women to reach some of their full potential, not have to cover their face and their hair and their body.
There's a lot of good that came from it,
And they were able to serve the military. Those women are being assassinated in the streets. I mean, they are, it's insane because you have the Taliban saying, well, we're going to grant amnesty to all these women.
Women
who follow Sharia law, and at the same time, they're killing them. And those are the lucky ones, because the other women are being, if they're young enough, being sold as brides, and if they're old enough, they're being raped and tortured. And there's a story that just came out recently that said that door-to-door, the Taliban is going door-to-door looking for anybody that didn't just help Americans, but helped our allies that worked for the military. Many people in Kabul did. That's what they were doing. And they're killing them. And they found
people
who are now,
they're
torturing
beheading them.
They're
torturing them, they behead them.
And also what's kind of troubling is that over and over again, you've got a lot of factions within the government pointing at each other, right? You have the executive branch with Joe Biden, you have the Pentagon, you have the State Department, and you have the Department of Defense that are all kind of like going, and the intel community, that are saying, you know, everybody else screwed this up. But when asked, at all of these departments,
when asked
how many people, how many Americans are there, they don't even know. And they had to eat a lot of crow this week because you had Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin and the State Department spokesperson all coming out at different times saying that the people who are being returned home and evacuated home are not going to have to pay for their return. Well, now it's being revealed because you have to pay to be repatriated. And so now, even though they said that, as people are getting on this plane to escape Afghanistan, they're being asked for promissory notes of $2,000 to actually even get them out of Afghanistan.
You lost me on this one. How does this work? Who's asking
for
the money?
Our government said this week that there would not be, that they would waive the cost of the repatriation fees because of the
repatriation
crisis.
Would assume, the word assumes that they are coming back to
coming
America.
Back.
They
They're being evacuated,
America.
Correct.
So these are American citizens who are in Afghanistan who are trying to get out.
We're continuing to charge them. The State Department is still asking them to sign away $2,000 promissory notes if they want to board the flight to evacuate, if they're lucky enough to get to the airport, because the Taliban has seized the checkpoint and is really not allowing that many people in and out of the airport in Kabul.
Wow.
$2,000. I mean,
but that's been around for a while, because I have family who are American citizens.
Well,
but
they said
waiving it is appropriate. Right, waiving
correct.
It is appropriate, that's been around forever. I don't even know who put that into law, but that is not a new thing.
Of course, and under normal circumstances, it's appropriate. But this week they were asked, are they going to have to pay that repatriation fee? And the State Department said, no, we are going to handle those costs. Meanwhile, they're still asking people who are leaving Afghanistan right now to sign promissory notes for $2,000. I mean, this just shows you how ridiculous this effort is.
But the whole thing is a mumble-jumble mess of bad management. That you can easily, no matter what side you're on, you can easily see that. So there's also video this week showing that the Taliban is taking all these vehicles that we left over there and the firearms that we left over there.
And you know what we're doing now? We're going to bomb all of our old equipment that we left there. So
if they try to take it,
well, they already have it.
Well, I've seen the images of it. It's in a big parking lot.
The American taxpayers paid for thousands of armored vehicles, 40 planes, the intelligence informational stuff that's there. So that's, you know, they're going to blow up everything. This is great for the military industrial complex. Fabulous for them.
The thing that I had to have to look into this more, but this is not just all U.S. given equipment. This is all of our allies too. So who are we to bomb their stuff as well? I don't know.
It's not in our ownership anymore, and our allies already are ticked because Biden didn't talk to them at all. He finally talked to Boris Johnson, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday evening of this week. That's one of the criticisms, is that it was later than that, actually, because it was after he spoke and he got a lot of heat because he made the decision, he gets everybody out, he does it in a terrible way, he never consulted our allies. And what did he run on? He ran on unifying, he ran on being
but
the adult in the room.
But this was a publicly known plan, because you also
criticized
that. Yes, it was, Jen, because you criticized him on the DJV show this week that it was too public and that we had dates set and everybody knew everything. So
yes,
which is it?
Yes, okay. First of all, Afghanistan has many layers, right? And yes, it was obviously very well known because
Trump
he came out and made
May 1st.
I'll finish. He made a bunch of mistakes leading up to it, saying he wanted to get out in 9/11, and then he said August 31st. And yes, he was very public in that respect. But when we withdrew and left behind everyone, he didn't let any of our allies know that, and they have criticized him publicly. Listen to the MP from London this week, who's crying up there, saying that no one knew, they didn't have a chance to get their men out, and that he was insulted that Joe Biden said that the Afghanis were running and cutting bait, basically, because his men died alongside of the Afghanis. I mean, there is
some
no
did.
Defending.
I mean, we know that there were 40,000 Afghanis who left per week in the month of June.
The so fact everyone knew this was.
It's like 7,000 people at the airport right now waiting to be evacuated.
Everybody knew this but Joe Biden. That's the problem.
Right, okay.
He
so
promised us on July 8th that this wasn't going to happen, and here we are, and he's got to be held accountable. I don't know how the military looks at
him. How are you going to hold him accountable? He's elected as president.
He and the people around him
impeach him. We start another impeachment process.
Yep.
Good God.
They would have if it were Trump.
A lot of soldiers. Well, Trump brought it on himself. Whether Biden in this circumstance brought it on himself.
But Biden did it? I don't understand. Let's just be fair.
It's more. No, we are being fair. In this circumstance, it is personality
versus. The biggest disaster
versus,
of our lifetime.
No, it isn't. But
yes,
it is a disaster. It is not the biggest.
Tell
biggest disaster of my lifetime
COVID,
was Vietnam.
I put COVID and 9/11 ahead of this.
But see, this is worse than, I mean, this is exactly on par with Vietnam or worse.
It's
a Shanghai moment. The same thing happened. They evacuated people out of helicopters in Shanghai. That's what they did this week.
Find rewarding, in a manner of speaking, is how the soldiers who are there are helping all the women. If you see some of the video and some of the pictures at the Kabul airport, that have been posted, actually. We'll talk about this when we get our focus on social media in a few minutes, about soldiers pulling women over the walls at the airport, that sort of thing, which I don't know
the right word, over the fence
is refreshing, but at least it's something that brings us around to a focus of the other side of the coin, if you will. And at this point, we all know we all know a lot, but we don't know enough. Maybe that's the way of looking at this. 18 after the hour. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world from the DJV show perspective every Monday through Friday. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirstner, and Doug Steffen get together to talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that are up, things that are down, in, out, what is going on and why oftentimes becomes our focus. A lot of things with Afghanistan and COVID being on the top of the list, the things that are trending, as you can see on any of the sites, Twitter, Instagram, some of the pictures that are coming on social media. I guess I wonder about what the rules are. If you're a soldier in uniform and you're taking pictures, are there any rules as to what you can post or not post if you're an active duty military person? Yes, no?
Yeah, don't you remember the ridiculous story of the guy who took a picture, just a selfie, inside of a submarine, and it was like sending it just for his own personal use and sent it back to his family or something? That happened probably about 5 or 6, I think maybe even 7 years ago. It was under Obama,
really?
And he got arrested and put in jail because he was treasonous, putting out military secrets or something.
So the clip that I'm looking at shows a soldier lifting a woman over a wall into the airport as the Afghanistan. You can see the picture as much as you can of the roads, as you said, were being blocked. People trying to get to the airport to get on anything that they can to get out of there. So there's that. And I guess that's the appropriate. What is the appropriate use of social media under the circumstances? Does this help inform us, the global rescue effort that's going on? Pictures from all kinds of people who are there. Some of them actually are news media folks, too, right?
Yeah. There was a big story about the CNN reporter. She's the international correspondent who, like, had a pretty crazy week. On Sunday, she was wearing a regular shirt. On Monday, she was wearing the full hijab with, she had the burqa on. She's completely covered. And then she
Is that the one that Ted Cruz mocked for wearing that?
I don't know if she mocked her. I haven't seen what he said. It could have been. It may have been. I don't know. I haven't seen that story. But I know she did get mocked because she was standing with a group of Taliban fighters who were saying death to America. And she said, well, they're chanting death to America, but they seem nice. That was her direct quote. And so then the next day she was attacked. Her and her crew were attacked by Taliban. They shot into the crowd of people who were rushing to them to try to tell their story and ask for help. And the Taliban came up and tried to pistol whip one of her producers. Mm-hmm. Someone tried to stop them because they were on television, I guess, or he was recording, and they didn't want that out there on the, for the media to see. So it saved him, probably. It saved his life. But
so I'm looking at a tweet from Robert O'Neill, who claims to be the one who killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. He was one of the Navy SEALs.
He is, right.
And so he had posted a tweet suggesting that he was envious of how the Taliban was able to quickly take back the country. Here's the quote exactly.
Did you
see how the Taliban rolled through the streets and took back their country? I know a few dudes who would do the same with me right now.
Because he wants to take back the country.
That's patriotic.
Well, wonderful. I think the problem is that the military has lost. This is what's going to be the long-term problem for Biden, and that is that this has completely cost him, I think, with the military. I have a feeling they're going to keep him away from events so that the military doesn't turn their back on him when he walks by.
Now, there's another thing I saw on Facebook. The guy who claimed to have a bomb in a pickup truck near the Capitol. This, I suppose, goes into the whole business of January 6th, number 8, on the countdown. Maybe we'll spend a little time in the next half hour as we also get into the COVID situation on the Talk Radio Review.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke at the White House about the ongoing efforts to rescue people from Afghanistan.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
He said Afghan allies will also be rescued. He was asked if the Taliban is trying to undermine his efforts.
We have an agreement that they will let pass through the checkpoints that they, the Taliban, control.
He said he's not sure how many Americans are still in Afghanistan. A man who claimed he had a bomb in his truck as he parked near the Library of Congress on Thursday told a federal judge he hadn't taken his mind medication and was ordered to undergo a mental competency hearing. Floyd Roseberry of North Carolina was charged with threatening to use a weapon of mass destruction and attempting to use an explosive device. If convicted, he could face up to life in prison. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court kept in place the Biden administration's recent eviction moratorium, USA's Tim Berg reports.
A federal appeals court declined to block the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium, setting up a showdown at the Supreme Court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. District denied an emergency motion by two chapters of the National Association of Realtors to stop the ban. The moratorium, which was implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is set to expire October 3rd. The realtors are expected to ask the Supreme Court to halt enforcement of the ban. The High Court, in a 5-4 decision on June 29th, allowed an earlier eviction moratorium to continue until its expiration July 31st. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Storm watches and warnings are now in effect along the eastern seaboard as Tropical Storm Henri approaches. It's expected to make landfall in New England on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Sorry, we can't talk much about Bachelor in Paradise, although that is trending on
social
media.
Be a happier place.
Yes. It would be a much...
Jen got me sucked into this, so
is
I'm into
really?
It now. Yeah, it's a great show.
Right. What about that senior dating show? When's that going to be on?
And well, they're casting for it right now, so...
Yeah. Senior Bachelor. We
senior
want you
Bachelor.
Dougie.
We're
yeah.
on it.
All right. Here we go. It's the DJ.
What's not a GoFundMe? Oh, my gosh. What's the petition site?
A change.org.
Yes. We need to get a petition going for you.
Change.org.
We'll do it.
Really?
We'll do it.
Okay. Social media, a big part of the conversation here. What's going on Twitter? You can follow us at DJV Show. That's where you'll find a list of the things that are on the charts, whether it be djvshow.com or talkers.com. The charts are there. Top 10 stories of the week. Top 10, the list of people that are most discussed as opposed to disgusting. I wanted, before we left the social media thing, to ask you if you'd seen, ladies, or anybody listening, and if you're following this stuff, probably are paying attention to a meme showing about $5 million has been raised for Afghan rescue, started by one guy. Did you see that? He was, I thought it was very interesting. If it's the same guy, he owns a plane, and he wanted to send it. You know, actually,
you can donate your miles. If you have airline miles, there are a lot of organizations that are helping with that because so many people are there at the airport and they don't have money to get out. And so, you know, you can donate your miles for a flight.
One of the things that's also happening, the government has hired every free plane, that is, every plane that's not in operation. They're even bringing some planes out of mothballs. It usually takes 3 weeks to get the planes. A lot of planes after COVID, obviously, got grounded. They can only use a plane that can fly 7,000 miles without refueling. I think that's what it is. So that's a 747, that's a 777, that's an Airbus 350. Those are the larger planes that airlines, if they aren't being used, they're being basically commandeered by the government and the charter airlines as well, sending people. This guy has a plane. Actually, Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, has sent, I don't know how this could go over, but anyway, you've seen that plane, the 767 with the logo all over it, the Patriots logo, sent that over there, and they put the three or four crews on it. They're flying the plane, apparently from Afghanistan to Hawaii or Guam, and then back again. So they just keep there. You know, there's an Air Force base in Guam, and there certainly are plenty of places to land in Hawaii if you can get, you know, that far. But getting out of Afghanistan and flying to Guam is about 3.5 or 4 hours. So they can pretty well do that. So they're just shuttling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Some of the behind-the-scenes stories that aren't there, but you can follow some of them on the social media. All right, let's get to the other large item in the room, and that is the COVID situation. Number two this week on the countdown. The people who are, I wouldn't want to be Biden. I wouldn't want to be president. Because no matter what, you're going to be a boob. There are a lot of people criticizing Biden, not just for Afghanistan this week, but for his language on the origins of COVID. And I'd be one of them because it's so obvious what's going on here. A lot of the Asian American groups and civil rights groups are calling on the administration to be careful with their language when talking about the origins of COVID. You know what? Get lost. Those of you who...
These are American citizens, most of whom have never even lived in Asia.
Well, what's that going to do with the Chinese?
They're experiencing so much hate.
Well,
I mean, first of all, they didn't criticize him. This is an anticipatory letter that they sent from 9,000 anti-Asian hate, because of 9,000 anti-Asian hate incidents. And so this group sent him a letter saying, when you release the report, please use specific language like Chinese government and rather than saying Chinese.
I've made that mistake plenty of times.
So.
I have. Well, but I don't know if it's a mistake. I mean, at some point in time, the Chinese people have to take responsibility for what's going on in their country. It's their country, just like we have to take. The Chinese people allowed the government to continue to do what it's doing, which is creating. Yeah, allowed. There are ways
of how
they
get
into power in the first place. There was a revolution in China in 1948, which brought about through Mao Zedong and all the things that he put together, brought about the Chinese Communist movement as we know it today. The same thing happened. We had a revolution here in 1776 that allowed what happens now to happen. People take action because they are oppressed and they've had enough. And at some point in time, it seems that let's hope
power
that that will happen.
The thing is that a lot of the information is so controlled by the state. And this is why I go, like, probably...
You're talking about the Chinese state or the American state?
Yes, the Chinese state.
It's like blaming North Korean citizens for having a dictatorship.
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm saying it's time that there was some encouragement. There's a lot of stuff that can be done. You know, you think it's the first time in America, in American history, we've fomented revolutions all over the world. We've been responsible for overthrowing governments everywhere. So if we're going to do that, why don't we do it with the Chinese? Why don't we help the people that want to overthrow the government there? Anyway,
that is no anti your normal war hawkness. But just to finish with the point, the reason I go apoplectic here when I see what's happening with the media is because we're a few breaths away from falling into the trap that that has led to communist parties, very powerful ones like the Chinese Communist Party. The people there, I'm sure, have some access to the outside world, but it's much more limited than we know. And think about what China's doing here, how much money and power they have to try to keep their good name in Hollywood. You know, they don't want to be the bad guys like the Russians. fans in movies. They are spending
also,
a lot of
yeah.
money to control lots of factions for their image. So if they're doing that here, imagine what they're doing.
I mean,
in their
Doug,
home
I don't know if you know this, but like it's like Nazi Germany over there. They're broadcasting on their state media that the U.S. Army created COVID. There are people in China who don't even believe that it came from China. How
of
can
course.
You have a revolution when you don't have any information?
How did they have how have revolutions started anywhere? Somewhere there's a seed that gets planted. I don't know how, you know, I'm not here to instruct people.
I think in the meantime, going
to
back to Americans who are of Asian descent, I think we need to protect our own American brothers and sisters.
Nobody's suggesting that we shouldn't, but I also think there's a little too much sensitivity these days to things like that. We've gone over, the pendulum swung a little bit too far away. We're a little too sensitive to this stuff and
are
getting away
from it. I have Asian American friends who've never been to Asia and are, you know, their grandparents came over here and they've been spit on and told to go back
that's
to where they're from.
Ignorance and stupid.
But that's what's happening to
but
American
that doesn't
citizens
mean we
right
have
now.
To change everything that we do. We need to educate people, I suppose, to a point. But
right,
the finding the happy medium is the difficulty. That's the difficulty.
I also think with the crime against the Chinese, I think it's real. I think that there's a piece of it. I'm sure there's an uptick. Period.
New
sentence, however. But this is not new, and I think to pretend that this is something that's new is really, it's not being honest, because
how
living
is
in California... Well,
but
let me just finish this. Living in California,
this is new.
Living in California, there have been race wars between blacks and Chinese people for a very long time. Since the riots. I mean, you're talking about people killing each other because of bad blood between these two communities, and so I think to say that it's just a bunch of dumb white people out there saying stupid things to Chinese people. It's not really what's happening.
I'm saying ignoramuses. I didn't assign a color to it, but
primarily, I mean, you've had these tensions that have been here forever, and you know, I think to say that it's just COVID is
right.
It's not.
So
no one's saying it's just COVID, and that my only point with this is I agree with this letter that they sent saying please use words, specific, precise language. I don't think that that's an unfair request. This
Nobody's
is a Chinese
saying it
government.
Is.
Well, you said it was.
No, I didn't. I
you
did not
did
say that at all.
This, you did.
You didn't say that at all. I'm
did.
Saying
okay.
that we've
Rewind.
Gone, the pendulum has gone too far. And by the way, one of the things that is a question that ought to be asked is how is it that China still is among the most favored nations when it comes to developing? Where supposedly China is still
not
a developing
most
nation.
Nations. They're on the list of developing nations. Which it's done. They're developed. We've now
they sure
our end goal, and
they're
fact
creating
that they get special treatment because
they're,
of this.
They're creating havoc all around the globe, and we're sitting here. We are another. Countries trying to figure out how to dig ourselves out of the hole that we created for ourselves by being cheap and greedy. That's basically where that's I have a bar. I need to catch my breath.
The fact that a developing nation stays on a list for over 40 years also should be part of the problem, right?
44 past the hour here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the World News Talk Radio. Story list now from Talkers at number 10. From number 10 to number 1, social media and what's going on, the coverage of things like Cuomo's resignation, people thinking about that, and also what's going on in Afghanistan. Lots of pictures and memes and things from that area. Number 9, immigration reform, the situation on the borders, even though it's sort of got soft-pedaled because of the obvious conversations going on about COVID in Afghanistan, still important for us to be discussing. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, the economy and what's going on Wall Street. Number 6, the California recall. Number 5, the hurricanes, the weather. This week, a lot of us experiencing a lot of wild stuff this very weekend, in fact. Number 4, the situation with crime, the police and what's going on with them in certain cities. Education is number 3, COVID's number 2, and Afghanistan is number 1. Those are the stories, courtesy of the work done in the research at Talkers Magazine.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work.
If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts from Talkers Magazine, published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. On the people list, Kevin McCarthy, the Republican in the Congress, number 10. Nancy Pelosi, number 9. Andrew Cuomo is at number 8. Mike Lindell is at 7. Gavin Newsom tied with Larry Elder. The situation in California is the focus of number 6 on the people list. Dr. Fauci is 5. Greg Abbott, the governor from Texas, 4. DeSantis, who's the governor from Florida, is number 3. Former President Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Now, these are the names that are most discussed. I don't think you wonder sometimes about Trump, because there seems to me, in my mind, much more discussion about Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott because of what happened this week, and Gavin Newsom as well. So, but anyway, that's a congregant of the people on the list from Talkers Magazine. All right, 46 after, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the overview of what's going on in the News Talk world for this week, the week of August 16th to the 20th. Register clicking on number 6 now, the recall in California. Jennifer's the expert on that. Larry Elder versus Gavin Newsom, is it boiled down to that?
Pretty much, yeah. It's been an interesting week. Gavin Newsom's been out feeling, I think he's really feeling the heat. I think they have some internal
polling
that shows he is scared. And so he's out there. He's been doing a campaign up and down the state in person, showing up in places all over, and sending out messages that if Larry Elder's elected, that Californians will die because he's anti-science.
Oh, what an asinine statement.
That is a crazy summation of Larry Elder's beliefs, but Larry Elder is, I can't even imagine how few people in California, and I know, Jen, you're one of them, but he does not represent the state of California at
Neither
all.
Neither does Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah, I think he's...
Well, Gavin Newsom's political beliefs are much more aligned with the majority.
I think he'd be surprised these days. A lot of people are pushing back in the realm of freedom, including Hispanics who are supporting this recall. They're driving, actually, the momentum, and they are the majority in California. They're done with being told that they're...
Say that again. There's a reckoning right there. The number of Hispanics living who were not born in this country, who came here legally and illegally, outnumbers white people in California. Not that that's bad, it's just an interesting sobering...
No, they're the majority. They're the majority demographic in the state, and they 54% of Hispanics, if you believe the polling, support the recall. More than whites, more than blacks, more than Asians, which are the demographic groups that they create when they poll. And it's because, and it's the same thing you saw, as much as people thought, oh, Trump, he's so bad, he's so racist, he grew Hispanic participation in the election, and they voted for him in higher numbers than most Republican candidates, and it's because of a populist mentality. That's the winning message. And so, do they care about the social issues of the Republican Party? Probably not, but they care about the quality of life issues, the economy, the cost of living, the schools, crime, law and order, homelessness. Those are the things that are resonating with California voters that aren't necessarily your typical social political issues, but that are those everyday issues that people just work really hard to get, and they can't under Newsom's leadership for sure.
It'll be interesting to see how many show up to actually vote.
I think it's going to be. Well, don't forget it's also a mail-in, all mail-in. So people can still show up in person to vote on Election Day, but everybody just has a ballot right now. And they did that by design. I'm sure they're thinking the more votes that turn out, the better it is for Gavin Newsom. But I don't see a lot of people rallying to save him, as you know, in comparison to the number of people who want to get him out.
Well, is it a vote for Larry Elder or whomever, or just a vote against Gavin Newsom?
The main question is, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom or not? And then who would be a suitable replacement? So
Larry Elder.
Tom, you don't even know what he believes in. You do not agree with him. Yes. If I sent you a list of his soldiers every day, you do not.
It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies. The DJV OK Overview.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the DJV program. As we get to the end of the week, time for Victoria Keelan to join me. I sort of tee him up and she goes for the stories. The top five items from the world of technology that affect you, starting at number five, and the fix that's ready for one of the recalls at Peloton. So where do we go? Oh, this is pretty expensive stuff.
Peloton treadmills, I mean, a lot of Americans are sitting at home looking at a Peloton treadmill that they haven't been able to use since, you know, May. It's collecting laundry and dust. So they finally have a fix for it, and the good news is there is a fix for it. The bad news is you have to start scheduling your repair appointment because a technician has to actually come to your house and fix the treadmill, like, where it is. Now, the treadmills, there are 125,000 of these units that are impacted. Ooh. And so what happened was after 18 incidents of, you know, things like causing minor cuts and bruises on people, even to a child who was killed, it was sucked under the treadmill. So that's where the recall happened. And so, but at least there is a software fix for it now. Peloton treadmills are kind of like the 737 Maxes of the workout world.
And number four, there's a big new Air Hub facility for Amazon that opened up this week.
Yeah, so your Amazon packages might actually arrive even faster because Amazon has finished building its $1.5 billion air hub. It's located at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, and operations are already underway. So they built this 800,000-square-foot facility. They started it in 2019. It has robots. It has miles of conveyor belts. It has all kinds of really, you know, cool high-tech stuff. And they, you know, essentially Amazon, they purchased 11 planes earlier this year. They've already had over 70, and so they just really want to have their own shipping, and they don't want to have to rely on FedEx or UPS anymore.
I wonder how the infrastructure is, as if it's the same as like FedEx, everybody uses the same stuff, or if they've come up with something really new. Number three on our countdown to the number one story from technology this week is a focus on OpenTable, something that I use quite a bit, frankly. You? Do you use it?
Yes, I use it for everything. Yep, OpenTable is the easiest way to book reservations at restaurants. And so they're adding a new feature that will let restaurants tag diners as verified for meeting entry requirements. Now, this really only applies if you are living in a state or a county that has mandated that vaccinated people only are allowed to do indoor dining. So if you do live in one of those places and you want to book a restaurant, you will now start to see these pop up on OpenTable. The good thing is, once you're verified and you upload your information about your vaccine status, then you don't have to keep doing it every time you book at the same restaurant. So this is making it easier for the restaurants, and it's making it easier for diners as well. So if you want to sign up for a group, like a restaurant group that has several restaurants in it that you like, then you don't have to redo your information for each restaurant. One entry for the group will do it. It's making it a lot easier, and you know, it's an awkward situation as it is, you know, depending on where you are for indoor dining, to, you know, for people to have to check your status before you enter the dining room. It's awkward, and this is, I think, taking away a little bit of that. As a consumer, you can help the restaurant and help the employees there who probably don't want to have to go through all this rigmarole.
Number two this week, Twitter has launched something new.
Yep, Twitter has announced that they're going to begin testing a new reporting feature for users to flag tweets that contain possible misinformation. So, as we know, Twitter has been very inconsistent, along with Facebook, with taking down posts or flagging things that are misinformation, especially when it comes to COVID. The U.S. Surgeon General's office, which you asked earlier this week what they actually do, they published a report outlining new ways that platforms could counter health misinformation. One of the things is to have everybody helping out. It's not just going to be an algorithm. So if you're on Twitter and you're scrolling through and you see somebody posting something false about whether it's the vaccine safety or COVID itself, you can flag that tweet. It will be sent and put in the same category, essentially. It'll be treated the same way that people who report abusive content. And so then Twitter doesn't automatically take the post down. They will then investigate it. And so they're going to compile all this data to see where they'll be in the next couple of months. And who knows, maybe it'll be a permanent thing.
All right, number one here, quickly, is a focus on T-Mobile and this data breach.
Yeah, so 47 million people are affected by this data breach, and basically all you can do is go to T-Mobile's site. They are giving 2 free years of monitoring from McAfee, so that's the safest thing you can do.
All right, so there it is, top five items in the world of technology, 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.